WTOP News Time 5:52.
More good news about the housing market. Stronger demand is boosting sales, and home prices across the country rose more than 6% in October. That's the largest year-over-year increase since June of 2006, and the eighth straight month of gains.
Joining us to talk more about it, CNN Chief Business Correspondent Allie Velshi. Good to have you back, Allie.
John Taylor, I love talking to you guys about housing because it's the one thing that we've consistently for several months, as you said, 8 months now, been able to say is doing better. A lot of that is there's just less inventory. There are fewer houses out there. People are buying them. Those low interest rates, low prices, all combining to make this a good buy, probably a once-in-a-lifetime buy.
Since we are feeling better about home prices, what does that tell us about the nation's economic recovery right now?
Well, look, it's the biggest purchase people make, number one. So either they're feeling like it's a good deal or they're flush with cash, or equally likely, they're feeling like you are never going to see a deal like this. There are, you know, you can get a 30-year mortgage for somewhere in the threes in some cases. Prices are lower in most markets, which means affordability is higher for houses. I'll tell you, the Washington metro area is sort of right around the national average. It's the sixth highest gain among cities, comes in 15th among states, because you guys didn't suffer that much during the recession. You didn't take a big price hit. Where you see the big price gains are in Nevada, Arizona, places like that, where they're getting rid of these foreclosures. It's a very good sign. And remember, houses create jobs for people.
Hey, switching gears a bit, clerical workers at the ports in L.A. and Long Beach have been on strike for 8 days. It seems now there's going to be some federal mediation, but it could impact our holiday gifts, right?
Yeah, so there's 800 clerical workers on strike, but 10,000 longshoremen are supporting them. That means ships are not getting unloaded, and new ships are not coming in. So we've actually got a bit of a problem. There's a number of ships that are out of the port in Long Beach and Los Angeles. These are the two of the ports that make up the biggest port in the country. It's 11 ships are at anchor, 10 ships are idle, 17 ships have been diverted. The National Retail Federation has asked the president to get involved. There is a federal mediator. He's arriving on the scene tonight. Most of the things that you need to buy for Christmas came in August or September, or maybe even October. But if this strike goes on, it'll affect us on the other side. And it's costing Southern California $1 billion a day, this strike.
Oh, wow. Okay, we'll watch it. Thanks so much, Allie.